to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's really great to share a few minutes with you today. I think there are probably millions of people around the world who've said the Lord's Prayer. Now, this is very popular. It's not as popular as the prayer, "Dear Lord, please don't tell me I've locked my keys in the car." Well, very often we can say a quick prayer like that because we're in some trouble. But the danger with the Lord's Prayer, such a familiar prayer down through the centuries, is that it can become routine and really lose its meaning. And when you've said it so much or repeated it so much, do you even know what you're saying? It's one of those things that many of us remember, I guess, from Sunday school days or when we went to church with our parents. I guess many can say it off by heart. Easter Sunday, for example, back in 2007, it was estimated that 2 billion Catholic, Protestant and Eastern Orthodox Christians read, recited or sang this prayer, the short prayer, the Lord's Prayer, in hundreds of languages. So it shows you how popular it is. It appears actually in the Bible in two different versions, in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke, and often it's incorporated into church services. Some people actually pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," before they actually eat a meal, the family prayer. Well, actually what it is, as Jesus said this, when you pray, he said, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. He said, I tell you the truth, they've already got their reward, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen, and then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like the pagans. They think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. This is what Jesus said. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we've also forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Now today and tomorrow, I wanted just to take a few pieces out of this prayer and to really try to unwrap it, as it were. There are lots of things we can learn. If you're serious about wanting to be a better prayer, you want to understand praying, this is really a good place to start. Do you actually notice if you said this Lord's Prayer, Our Father in heaven, it doesn't start by actually asking for anything or asking for stuff. Jesus doesn't encourage us to lay out like a shopping list of things we need. It's interesting that asking is a part of that prayer, yes, but not until we actually give God the proper praise and acknowledgement. So it's no matter how urgent our request, you know, Lord, I've locked my keys in the car, it's only when God is given the proper place that things fall into their place. So I think the good question is, do you give God the number one spot in your life? Is he first in your life? Well, let's take a look at it. Our Father in heaven, we say. We need to acknowledge him, God, first and foremost. God, we're talking as our Heavenly Father. And I guess just as you talk to your Father here on earth with respect, that's what you ought to do with God. He's the only true God. He's created the universe, including you. He loves you and me. We need to show our love and respect to him. The statement, our Father, that really is a respectful and yet not a too chummy kind of statement. It conveys a parental closeness with a sense of reverence. Our Father there in heaven. So right away we are told that God is a majestic God. He is the God who is our parent and the ruler of our cosmos. So that's really, I guess, something to make us feel very reverential and with respect. Hallowed be your name, we say. So we've got to see God as being holy and sanctified, worthy of praise. Hallow actually means to treat something that is sacred, giving God the fact that he is holy. We speak of names, but God is a holy God. And I think that we could think a lot more about it. I'll pray for you, and then tomorrow we'll just take it a bit further. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord's Prayer, wonderful prayer. Help us to understand what it's really saying, because I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.